fewer green crosses, potential marijuana seizures. Those are two implications of the July 1st deadline for Washington's medical marijuana businesses to merge with the state-regulated system. The intent is to eliminate the gray market in medical marijuana. Officials with the State Liquor and Cannabis Board say they nearly doubled the number of retail stores in Washington to accommodate medical marijuana providers, but they received 10 times more applicants than available licenses. The ACLU's Allison Holcomb, who led the state's legalization effort, says she fears many applicants will remain in the illicit market.
My concern is that even though we may make a good faith effort to try to bring in a lot of these business people, that they will either fail through inability to meet these onerous requirements or will be pushed out by some of the more restrictive regulations.
Officials with the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board say the rules are needed to satisfy federal priorities. After July 1st, the agency will seize marijuana from unlicensed businesses. The owners could face civil penalties and further actions from local law enforcement.